Om Shanti, 10th September 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be a multi-million times fortunate and make your fortune elevated by performing elevated acts. The line of fortune of those whose acts are elevated are just as long and clear. The way to make your fortune is with your elevated acts. So be one who performs elevated acts and attain the fortune of being multi-million times fortunate. However, the basis of elevated acts is having an elevated awareness. It is only by staying in the awareness of the most elevated Father of all that you will perform elevated acts and thereby draw a line of fortune as long as you want. You can create a fortune for many births in this one birth. So, line of fortune depends on few things. First is elevated awareness. Smriti, and that will lead to elevated actions, and that will lead to making this line of fortune long and clear. So this is the thing Baba is telling us today. If you want to become multi-million time fortunate, if you want that the line of your fortune should be very long, very much clear, then this fortune depends upon elevated actions. And elevated actions in turn depends upon Sreshta Smriti or elevated awareness. Fortune is often compared with lines. They talk about line of fortune, star of fortune. So if you want that this line should remain uninterrupted, if you want that this line should not become hazy, everything depends upon how you are acting, what are the actions, how elevated they are. And actions in turn depend upon what thoughts, what awareness we have at the time of doing those actions. So the crux of the matter is elevated awareness. What is awareness? What is smriti? How to elevate our awareness? Usually a man, where the intellect is not infused with divinity, or an intellect which is not divine, an intellect which is not filled with divine knowledge, will never have elevated awareness. For awareness, even for awareness, you need divine knowledge. So, how much knowledge one has imbibed, understood, and has tried to make it practical. So everything starts from knowledge, and then the awareness will come. Otherwise, awareness doesn't come. For example, a person is suddenly diagnosed with diabetes. He did not know, and suddenly one day he goes to the doctor and he checks his sugar as a routine, and he finds out that sugar is 400. Till now, he used to hear something or other about diabetes. Till now, something were there in his mind. If he would listen to some lecture on diabetes, he would listen it with not that much attention. He has books on diabetes, some general knowledge books, but they are just lying like that. But now he is diagnosed with diabetes. So what he does? He tries to read everything about it. He tries to understand what is it. He tries to find out ways and means of controlling it. He is now focused on diet. He tries to read about diet. He tries to know what are the any camps being organized around. What are the best books? What are the best doctors? What is the best diet? Which dietitian to consult? What are the best lectures? So his awareness has increased now. Till now, he was knowing about it. But now when he himself is suffering, suddenly the awareness has come. Here also, this awareness will come to us when something personal it should become. We should feel that it is really pertaining to me. When you understand the importance of actions, how my actions are influencing the whole world, how my action, even the small act we had seen in this class only, we had performed a spiritual activity on butterfly effect. Butterfly, small thing, small changes would lead to bigger changes. So even small action of mine is leading to, it is having a great impact on the world. So this awareness will make me raise the level of my action. Or when I do wrong actions, I suffer. When I do incorrect actions, when I act casually, when I act with what is known as with a very, very careless attitude, that time I have to suffer. When I am not meticulous, not careful about my actions, I suffer. So, when I examine my own actions, I find that the line of fortune is becoming less because the actions are not elevated. Or sometimes I am happy, then there is a break, then I am unhappy, then there is a break, then again happiness. The graph of happiness is coming up and down, up and down, up and down. Sometimes my mood is very good, sometimes my mood goes down. Sometimes I am flowing in the super sensuous bliss, and sometimes I am sinking into sorrow, suffering. Sometimes I am Mayajit, and sometimes I am under the influence of Maya. So the graph of Purushartha is going through so many ups and downs, and that means the line of fortune is not clear. The line of fortune is not long. That means somewhere I am doing something wrong. Some action is going something wrong. In yesterday's Saka, Avyakt Murli also Baba said, you become confused. You get tired, fatigued. And you feel things are difficult. And then you have the feeling that you have fallen down. And then you get afraid. And then you feel that your intellect is wandering here and there. And then you feel that you have been defeated by Maya. So there were the seven forms of Mickey Mouse. One becomes the very embodiment of it. And Baba feels sorrow when he sees your time of sorrow, suffering. Because he is a bestower of happiness. He is Sukhdata. And he cannot see his Snehi, his loving children, suffering so much. So whenever there would be breach of any Srimat in mind, in speech, in actions, there would be those seven forms of Mickey Mouse. Whenever you will forget Soman, self-respect, one turns into a Mickey Mouse. Whenever you forget who is with me, in whose company I am, then one turns into a Mickey Mouse. what canopy, what garland, what swing. When you forget all of these things, naturally the sorrow comes. So, the line of fortune should remain undivided, akhanda. The line of fortune should be continuous, without any break. 10 days happy, 10 days unhappy. It's so unpredictable sometimes. Some of the Brahmins are very unpredictable. They are very happy in the morning, but they have no guarantee that after 1 hour I will remain happy. Because they don't know what time some other element will come and disturb me. No confidence that I will remain happy in next 24 hours. But there are some souls who can give a guarantee. We will remain happy for next 24 hours. To remain unpredictable is the worst thing in Brahmin life. Because they also know that such thing happens and we suffer. Such thing happens and everything falls down. So to remain unpredictable is a dangerous thing. So, starting with awareness. So increase awareness. How to increase awareness? For example, it is not about just about knowledge. For example, a house is there, it's on fire. No. And one person is there who is sleeping and he's feeling so much sleepy. But he has to study for his exam. But he is feeling so much sleepy and he cannot make himself awake. And suddenly he realizes that the house is on fire and he becomes awake and starts running. So how that awareness came? For example, we are doing yoga in Amrit Vela yoga and one is feeling sleepy. Okay. And suddenly there is an earthquake. What happened? He will say, no, I'm feeling sleepy, I'm not going to run. Suddenly things start falling down, all utensils, everything, earth is shaking. The utensils are falling, the chairs and sofas and furniture is moving. The person will say, no, I'm very sleepy, I can't. Has anybody come and told him? Hey, run. Nobody has told him. But situation is dangerous, perilous. And the moment one is in peril, one is in danger, one takes to his hill. So, the situation of the world is also dangerous at present. The earth is on fire, not only your house. The entire earth is on fire. It's an invisible fire, but it's on fire. The earth is burning. It's breathing, it's last, it's about to die, it's on oxygen, we show in our diagram. So, to have that awareness, what time is this? In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, last line before Achha, I'll free you all from your bodies and take you away. I have come to free you from your bodies. So that time is now. That awareness, not just knowledge, but awareness, sudden awareness that everything is changed, is on fire. So this awareness will lead to then elevated actions. I cannot afford to do ordinary actions, actions for which I have to repent, I have to atone for, actions where I will waste time in brooding, in sorrowing, in suffering, in pain, in agony, in mental anguish. I have no time for this now. That's why I have to make my actions elevated. Because if I don't make my actions elevated, I keep on suffering and suffering and suffering. Brahmin life is not for suffering. Baba says this is a life of where you dance all the time. But we feel that others are dancing all the time, but I cannot dance. What to do? because awareness is less. Awareness is cloudy. Make clear the awareness. What time is going on now? God has come now. And I need to stop. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, sit in Bhatti for 7 days. Knowledge cannot be given on the ground. It is given in ekant, in solitude. So retire into solitude. And in that solitude, churn, contemplate, cogitate, reflect, meditate, think, realize, understand, imbibe, analyze, reanalyze, change. So, Shrestha Smriti, elevated awareness, will lead to Shrestha Karma, elevated actions, and that will make your line of fortune, line of Bhagya, long and clear. So, our line of fortune should be like this. It should not be no gaps in the line of fortune. Because in those gaps, one suffers. In these gaps are the periods of repentance, paschatap. These gaps are the period of great disturbance. So one gets disturbed. How much time it takes to come out of disturbance? Average period for Brahmin? If one gets disturbed by anything, how much time? What is the recovery time? Recovery average time for any Brahmin to come out from that disturbance. One is disturbed by something and no one wants to come out. How much? Depend on their stage, depend on the place. In Madhuban, somebody is disturbed, recovery period is less. Outside, the period is more. It can be months together sometimes. Here one can recover fast because here this is the fortress. Yesterday Baba said, Jwala, this is the fortress of that burning flame. So it depends on time, which time it is, depends on place, depends on our own internal stage. That's why in yesterday's Murli Baba said, who will get first prize? Three people. First, three things. First, make yourself obstacle free, make seva obstacle free, and make Vayumandal, Vatavaran, this atmosphere obstacle free. So, make all the three obstacle free, then you will get first prize. If Maya defeats you at any stage, you will not claim first prize. So, if you want first prize, or you are happy with the second, or even consolation. So, this is the chart, this is the flow chart, this is the diagram of making line of fortune elevated. Om Shanti.